Good morning, this is Ralph Jensen. I'm the editor of Security Products Magazine. This morning I'm visiting with Jody Ross, the Senior Business Development Manager at AMAG Technology. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning, Ralph.
This morning we're talking about IP video. Just a few questions for you. What are the installation benefits of IP video over DVRs with analog cameras?
Well, Ralph, there are several benefits of installing an IP video system. First of all, IP cameras can utilize existing communication networks and therefore reduce cabling requirements, which lowers and simplifies the cost of installation. Second, IP cameras provide a scalability that analog cameras can't compete with. Users can easily add additional cameras without having to add additional DVR boxes and cabling. Therefore, they save money after the initial installation. The cameras can be located anywhere, on the network too, in different buildings or even in different cities. They don't need to be run back to a storage closet. This eliminates the physical space requirements of the DVR box along with cabling issues. With a DVR, all of your cameras have to be cabled back to a single box or boxes. Also, with IP video data, storage costs are less. You can utilize storage servers that your IT team is familiar with, and the cost per gigabyte is far less than when storing video on a DVR. This is particularly important if you have a lot of cameras or need to store video for a long period of time. And some IP systems allow users to store video at what we call the edge of the network. That's where the video sits at the camera or at an edge network video server and is downloaded to the storage server at a time defined by the user. This is a great tool to lessen or eliminate bandwidth issues. Also, if a network supports power over Ethernet, which means a power cable may not be needed for each component, a camera can be powered by the Ethernet connection. Only one cable is needed for this entire functionality of the device. PoE increases the efficiency of communication across the system. The technology enables network modularity and scalability to grow as needed, as well as provides network design flexibility. It also lowers the overall cost of installation. And for those who install pan, tilt, zoom cameras and recall the additional cables that are necessary to make that work with IP, no additional cables are needed for the network PTZ camera control.
Jody, let's discuss the cost of IP versus DVR with analog. What are the pluses and minuses in regards to cost and technology?
When you install an IP-based video system, there is a significant cost savings immediately. The camera and software cost about the same as the DVR system. However, you save costs of cabling, eliminate the installation cost of running wire throughout a building, and save money on the storage servers. It is when you retrofit IP cameras into a DVR with an analog camera system that it can become more expensive if not planned properly. The benefits of going IP should certainly be closely considered when making that decision. In addition, the benefits of IP to the benefits of IT that I previously mentioned, another point that should be mentioned is reliability. DVRs store video on their hard drive, which allow for a single point of failure if the hard drive fails, for example, loss of your stored video. There is no single point of failure in an IP system. Each camera is a separate intelligent entity, so there is no single place that can fail to bring the entire system down. In addition, redundancy or fault tolerance can be built into the management system, ensuring high reliability. Also, you are keeping up with technology. The DVR system will eventually become obsolete. Parts won't be available, and the customer will be forced to upgrade. Now, I don't see that happening for a long time, but it is inevitable. While IP network solutions may initially appear to be more expensive, the prices will come down, as they generally do with all technology products. That is why hybrid solutions are so popular at this time. They allow a customer to utilize their current technology while embracing the technology of the future. And IP video is the future. But DVRs are not going away tomorrow. They will be active for the foreseeable future in current installations, but they will eventually go by the wayside, just like VCRs.
You know, one of the things that people talk about is bandwidth, and bandwidth constraints are a serious issue. What are the best ways to overcome this problem?
Yes, they certainly are a serious issue, Ralph. Network cameras can consume a large amount of bandwidth if not configured correctly. Edge video server devices allow users the opportunity to customize and choose when they are going to transmit the video and therefore tax their network. Let me explain. Email, security, et cetera, can operate on the network throughout the day. At the same time, the Edge network video server records and stores the video locally until a predetermined time when it will send the video to a storage server. This typically occurs in the off hours in the middle of the night, but can be set to take place at any time of day. It is worth mentioning that while the video server is buffering and storing the data, any alarms or events that occur will be sent immediately to the workstation for addressing. The ability to view and act on live time events is not affected in any way. This saves network bandwidth space during busy times and gives the customer flexibility to download at an optimum time.
Jody, what are the benefits then of an IP video solution versus an analog solution?
Security officers will find using an IP system will save them time, help them see more for less cost, and provide a system functionality not found with analog systems. For example, high reliability. There's no single point of failure. IP cameras provide better video resolution. The video from an analog camera must be converted to a digital signal. When conversions occur in video, image quality is lost. The video from IP cameras is not converted and therefore suffers no image degradation. Better video resolution can result in seeing a name on an employee's badge or a license plate number. Another example is flexibility for future growth. There are basically no limits to how large your security system can become. Cost savings on future growth. Easily upgradable. Less maintenance. There are no hard drives to replace like on the individual DVR units. This saves time and money. Another point is easy accessibility to viewing video from remote locations. And finally, robust features. Analytics, audio, motion detection are being incorporated right into the IP camera or Edge video server for transmission over the network. IP video surveillance systems are intelligent and can actually watch for certain kinds of behavior and events and actions. The programmable intelligence capabilities of IP video surveillance and network cameras enable detection of suspicious behavior by customers or employees, reducing the need for dedicated loss prevention staff to monitor the computer screens. In fact, smart network cameras may be more effective than a security staff. After 15-20 minutes, the average person's attention starts to decline. A smart IP camera or solution is always attentive and can detect the suspicious behaviors.
One thing for sure, we're a nation of technology and looking towards the future. What direction do you see IP video going in the future?
Well, Ral, IP video is the future. New installations of network and IP solutions will continue to grow, while more and more customers will slowly upgrade their digital video solutions to IP. IP video provides flexibility and scalability along with cost savings. Better resolution, high storage capacity, and the ability to record video off-premises to a remote server provide advantages an analog system just can't. IP will drive the market towards network solutions like it did for the migration from VCRs to DVRs. It's just going to take some time.
Hey, Jody, thanks a lot for your time today. I'm sure our listeners and readers will appreciate your point of view on this matter.
Thank you, Ralph, for this opportunity to participate in the podcast.